Hello and welcome to the Nonsense Chronicles. This is Doug Sashry, and as always, I'm joined by
Rob Mendiola.
Hello, Rob.
What's up, Doug?
Just a happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Today's our friend Tracy Jepson's birthday.
Yeah, it is Tracy's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
I did send her.
Hopefully she's having a good day.
I think she probably is.
Probably.
Yeah.
She knows how to do it up.
Yeah. And do we want to introduce our guests or let her hold for about 10, 15 minutes?
No, let's go with it. Who we got today?
We have Courtney Austin.
She's back.
She is back from...
Hey,
Courtney. And she is back from Daytona Bike Week.
Nice. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, when she's not working the phones for Scotty's tours.
Manager duties.
And with a few other bands that go with that, she also works the bike weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She does the one in the Carolinas. What's it called? The Bang...
I work at a place called Suck Bang Glow.
Yes.
Okay. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, yeah, that's going to have to be on the bucket list of the places to visit since I've seen several friends there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That place is pretty cool.
Where is it at? Is that in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, it's in like Merle's Inlets. It's like on the water, well, close to water.
Okay. Can you visit the Murdochs when you're there?
What even is that?
I don't know.
That's that trial case, you remember, in South Carolina? Never mind.
Oh, yeah, the murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Courtney, you'd appreciate, they had a show yesterday what do we call our killer on the South Side? They had a few of them.
You mean in Texas?
Yeah, in Texas. The Killing Fields.
Yeah.
They had one of them they had featured yesterday, and that's the first person I thought about was Courtney, because her and her friend were just going to, we'll catch a ride from...
Hitchhiking?
I don't know how they
would... This guy, dude, when I tell you, he literally, I hit him up, I asked for a ride to Lone Star Rally, and me and my friend were flying into Houston, but at different airports. And he offered to give us a ride, whatever. And my friend had never met him ever. And she was texting me some weird text messages like, man, is this the right guy? And all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, it probably is. I mean, I would hope you wouldn't get in the car with the wrong guy. And she's like, well, he's talking about the Killing Fields in south of Houston.
That's comforting.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and I'm like, she don't even know him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're so messed up. And then he drops us off at our hotel, and there's a guy that comes out and like grabs our bags or whatever. And he said, yeah, they made it alive this time. I'm like, oh my
Holy
God.
Crap. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah, that's exactly, man. I'm like, don't just catch it. Hey, did you bring the vid back with you from Daytona?
What is it? COVID? No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I did not. I just have a freaking like tickle in my throat that's been there for like 2 days, but I'm not sick.
Yeah, Doug's calling it.
It's cold as hell outside.
Oh, really? Yeah. Doug's calling it the vid lately. I don't know why.
Yeah, every time somebody coughs, I'm like, step back.
It's the vid.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was Bike Week?
Yes. Isn't it called just Daytona Bike Week?
Yeah.
And it's 10.
Yeah, it's pretty. Sorry.
No, I stepped over you. I said, I think it's 10 days, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I work 10 days, which 10 days is like, it's 9 of rally and 1 of post-rally. And, they usually have it for 2 weeks. They usually start everything like 3 days before rally. And it's crazy. And like a first wave of people come through and they spend all their money and whatever on the first weekend, and it kind of dies down for a few days, and then the new group of people come from Wednesday to the last day or whatever, and then there's those few people that stay the whole time, but usually those people aren't raging every single day, because if you can live 10 days of rally, you know, being on the other side of the bar. That's insane. That's like impressive.
Yeah.
God, that's got to be
professionals.
Yeah, that's got to be a beaten job. I mean, just she makes good money, but they stay.
And she's talking about the people on the other side actually drinking.
But they stay busy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Non-stop, you know.
But you probably do pretty well on the money, then, you know, for those times.
That's why she travels.
Oh, yeah. I work. I usually, yeah, that's why. I've over the years, I used to do like 20 events. I used to do all the music festivals and all the bike rallies and all the stuff. But over the years, I've figured out which ones I can make the most money at. And I've kind of stuck with those. So I've only do 6 events now. And in 6 events, you know, I can make anywhere between 6 events. It's like, you know, like 7 weeks of my life or whatever.
Yeah.
And I make anywhere between $25,000 to $40,000.
Yeah. Good strategy.
Yeah. That's a good policy. Cherry pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what about
you're working smart then?
Yeah, they have bands. Oh, yeah. Don't they have bands out there too for that?
Well, they used to have a lot more before COVID. Like the Main Street Station is like the end of the Main Street in Daytona, and they used to have all types of bands. Like they had Save and Able, and they had Moonshine Bandits this year, but that was like the only thing they invested in. They had Moonshine Bandits for 2 days, and other than that, you could find your basic local band or whatever. And then I know that Cabbage Patch, there's 2 main campgrounds, and one's Cabbage Patch and one's Cackleberry. They're right across the street from each other, but they're about 40 minutes off of Main Street. And they booked Crazy Town and Trapped or something like that this year, which they had an outsider kind of booking and paying for it or whatever. But I don't know, people are really weird because it's kind of a built-in crowd, so people, it's kind of like, I don't know, like Vegas or something. Like, it's a built-in crowd, so people don't really want to spend the money on people that actually, you know, cost money, because if there's live music, people are going to go see it even if it sucks. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, they hold that on the beach, right?
What are you talking about?
The bike week. Where do they hold it at in Daytona?
Yeah, it's like right on the beach. I mean, the Main Street is like parallel to the water. So, I mean, you could walk 5 minutes and be on the beach. You know what I mean?
Because I've never been to Daytona Beach, but I will be there in May and, at the racetrack.
It's coming up fast, man.
Yeah, it is coming up very fast. And, I was kind of curious where the rally was, you know. I don't think I've done too many, I've done a couple of rallies, but, you know, just in passing. But I know I'm doing one in with her husband. I'll be there with her husband in Drowning Pool.
Who's her husband?
Scotty Austin.
Damn it.
And I'll be there, I think we'll be there July, I want to say 17th, but I think it's the 13th. We'll be there for...
I think it's the 13th.
Gettysburg Bike Week.
July 13th?
Yeah.
That's Spring's birthday.
Yeah, and it's Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Be able to see the... catch a little history while I'm there. And
very cool. Yeah, y'all talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man.
Very cool.
And, but how many people do they draw at Bike Week out there, Courtney?
I think they do like 500,000 to 700,000 people.
Wow.
In Christ, man. A span of like, you know, the 2 weeks or whatever. Cause some people come for pre-rally cause they don't want to get into the mix of the actual rally. So that's why it's usually like 2 weeks long, because if you're a bartender and you work pre-rally, you still make pretty good money, because there's a lot of the people that are either older or don't really party and they come pre-rally or whatever. But over the span, it's, I mean, 500,000 to 750,000 people. You know what I mean?
Pretty good number.
Yeah. And it coincided this year with spring break, right?
Oh, did it?
It does do that like many times, because I've done it for 7 years now. And you can always notice when it's spring break, because there's so many people that are like freshly 21 or not even 21.
Well, I'm going next year then. No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever.
So you really got to make sure you're carding people.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And you can always tell, because the people that come for the bike rally, I mean, the basic age is like, you know, 40 to 65. So you don't have to card many people, right. But you can always tell when it's spring break because people look like they're 12.
Yeah, they got
and
the peach
they're all
fuzz.
Like way more excited.
Peach fuzz on their face.
They're way more excited about things than the regular bikers. Because at bike rallies, you can see all types of crazy stuff and half-naked people and whatever. And it's almost like nobody really cares. When you go to a regular bike rally, you know that that's what you're going to see. But these, like, freshly 21-year-olds are like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Yeah. You know, holy crap. Like, there's half-naked people hanging around. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So it's like you can always tell who's like there for totally something different because they think it's crazy, like it's something new. But these people that go, they're like, oh, now we know what we see here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was kind of wondering how the, since Miami Beach curtailed the spring break this year, I was kind of wondering how that would affect.
Yeah, it sounds
Lauderdale.
Like spring breakers are getting more out of control, you know, these days.
Oh, God, yes, man.
Maybe they're learning from Bike Week.
It could be.
Yeah. Well, and. And it sucks because spring breakers, for bartenders at least, like they don't tip. Like people that are 21 or in college, they are broke.
Right.
And they ask for like 27 shots and then they give you like $2. You know what I mean? So it takes you like 5 minutes to make these like really frou-frou, you know, extra 27 shots for these group of people and they literally will give you $2.
Yeah.
But usually when I see spring breakers do those kind of things, because I've been doing it for a pretty long while now, if their price is, you know, for 27 shots, like just, you know, hypothetically speaking, if their price was like $140, I'll usually tell them $160 because most people don't question the bartender and the price that they throw out, and at least I can insure myself a tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's right. Either that or, you know, you can do like we used to do back when I was going to school, we'd worked at Domino's and it was going to be a bad run. Like we would definitely send the new driver. Hey, here you go. You take this one.
That's mean.
Sorry.
There. Not you,
that's so messed up.
There. I admit it.
You would do that.
That's funny.
It's all part of hazing.
Now, man, you go out there and you work, you want to make some, you know, you make some money, you know?
Yeah. You're not there.
You're not there for fun of it.
You didn't walk over from your house two blocks away to come. Yeah.
Maybe when you were 20, you were doing it for fun, but
yeah,
you know, when you got responsibilities,
but I also remember being that age and how cheap and everything. Right. Yeah. It's definitely a big difference. Know your customer.
Yeah, it's a crazy job. I mean, we work. I work from 7 p.m. to, you know, I probably get in bed and go to sleep by 5 a.m.
Wow.
And I do that every single day. Like it took me a few days coming home where I was staying up a little later than Scotty and waking up a little later than Scotty, which I usually do anyway. He usually wakes up a couple hours before me, but this was like me. Like I couldn't wake up until like 1 p.m. because I was so used to being up so late and then sleeping in or whatever. So I'm finally getting on a better schedule, but it is crazy hours. And I mean, Sturgis is worse though. I usually work 10 a.m. to midnight every single day for 9 days straight.
Wow.
Yeah. And then did you do it when you were there? Did you have to do any booking duties as well, or was it curtailed?
Yeah, I have to always bring my iPad everywhere I go because, offers don't, they're not waiting on me and they also don't last forever. So if somebody answers an email and they're like, hey, I want your tour, I want your show or whatever, you know, if I take 2 weeks to answer them, then by the time 2 weeks comes from now, they're not interested anymore,
right.
You know? So it does suck. Cause I do have to get up and do that. Well, it doesn't suck, but you know, I have to multitask while being there, you know, cause that's what I do year round. You know, and these events are only something I do, you know, 6 times a year. You know what I mean?
And that was, that's a smart idea. She curtailed the best ones and she can focus on her regular job, you know. And she, I know because she's got Danny and Rehab coming in. I want to say they're playing in Houston the day before Scotty plays.
Okay.
Isn't that
right? They're playing the Saturday at the Scout Bar and Scotty's playing the Sunday at the Acadia Bar and Grill.
Okay. Yep. We need to try to get people out there.
Yeah, I did offer Danny's wife. I told him that if they need a place, but they are staying down there. But I did. What's Danny's? Danny has his wife has a really weird name.
Well, her name is Elizabeth, but she goes by Shiflet.
That's Shiflet. Yeah.
Shiflet. Oh wow.
Shiflet. Okay. Yeah.
It's different. It's not weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird's good.
Yeah. Everybody always talks about that because they're like, Shiflet. Wait, I always see her emails and it's like Danny and Shiflet.
That's kind of cool.
Everybody's like, is that her real name? I'm like, I mean, it's what she goes by. So yeah, whatever. You I know can what dig I mean?
It's cool.
I think of that little fish, and I know it's not probably the same word.
Yeah.
But in a lake in Africa, there's a big lake, and they have these little tiny fish.
Those are called cichlids.
Cichlids. Yeah. See? Look at you knowing your stuff.
Hey, man, I'm smart.
That's what reminds me. Every time I hear hurting at that name, yeah, I think of that. So now I know.
The venue's actually given them hotel rooms.
Oh, nice.
But the one venue at the Acadia Bar and Grill, they always do all in deals because they don't want to offer hotels to every band that comes through and whatever, which a lot of venues are like that. But I'm sure you'll see Scotty's freaking butt.
Oh yeah, no, I told him they've already got him covered. In fact, I told him if they get in early enough, if they get in early enough the day they play, we'll go have crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
And but the next day they won't be able to play around because they've got to get to, you realize this, they're going to be going and playing the Bandera, they're going to play in the middle of the eclipse. And you know how many people are going to be on the damn road.
Yeah, that's going to get a little tricky.
So in the morning they will have to get freaking going.
Hit pavement,
which is good because I'll be going to Nashville.
Yeah.
And when he gets to Nashville back, I'll be waiting for him. So, and Courtney will be leaving the same day we.
And what day is that again at Acadia?
The 7th of April.
7th of April. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And
awesome.
Yeah, and actually he's got to be in Bandera. Like, I think he's got to be in Bandera earlier than he thinks he does because the load in for the headliner is like 7 or 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So I mean, Scotty will have to be there like 9 a.m.
Oh, God.
And then
he's not going to be able to.
Yeah, so he's going to have to leave.
Place. Yeah, I mean, he could. I mean, I'm not far from Acadia.
He's probably going to have to leave Acadia and then head just out.
Paul, but you know, where would he find a place, though? See, that's another thing, too.
Yeah, he's sleeping in
vehicle. They're going to end up probably sleeping in their van because as far as, like, Bandera goes, because the hotels are outrageous and they're off the beaten path. They're not even close to where
and they're going to be booked. They're booked. Everybody has jacked their price way up for the eclipse, you know. In fact, we were just talking a minute ago about me stopping on the side of the road to get some footage of it. Because when I'm traveling in Northeast Texas, it's going to be passing right over. So I'm going to catch it after it passes them.
Mm-hmm.
But
so that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Is Shallowside's not coming with them to Houston, are they?
No, that tour doesn't start until the 12th.
Yeah, I'm going to run it. I'll probably catch them later. In fact, I'm going to try and catch them somewhere when I'm coming back from up north. But
And they'll be coming together?
Not here, but they're doing Alabama, Tennessee. Okay. They're doing Mississippi for sure.
Okay.
I saw that on there. And
It's Mississippi and Georgia, and then they had to. They're going to do Missouri and Arkansas, and then Shallowside and Seventh Day Slumber continue a tour, that same tour, and they're going to go back to Texas. But they're doing like San Antonio. Dallas, no, maybe not. Oh, wait, they're doing Houston, but they're doing it with Seventh Day Slumber.
Yeah, in fact,
they are in Houston.
Yeah, in fact, I did send Eric a message, I think, when he comes in. Yeah, because trying to catch up with him as well.
Yeah, it was great, good guys.
Yeah, they're good guys. And that's something to think about. Yeah,
A lot coming up.
I have a lot of stuff coming up this summer. Yeah, Courtney, are you ever going to get. Doesn't Scotty come back to Houston later on this year?
I'm trying to plan something out for later this year. So I don't know because his year's pretty much booked up.
Yeah.
He is doing a tour with Tantric and Paralandra, which is a female fronted band, in November. That's going to go through the Midwest, but I don't think it's going to Texas at all.
Hmm. Okay. That's fine. What else? Do you have anything else for us today?
No, I'm just booking a bunch of things until I got to go to Myrtle Beach in May and then Sturgis August.
Wait,
and
I thought
so forth.
You're not going to Myrtle Beach in April or is it May?
It's May. It's May 9th through the 18th is when I got to be there.
Good.
Then. I'm actually coming to Bandera in Houston, I think. So.
Oh, well, cool. then you're good. Then we'll double see you because.
So you're going to be in Bandera too, Doug? Or no,
I have to go to Nashville for an event on the 10th, which I'm making Scotty and Courtney go to, even though they just getting back home. I'm saying I don't care. we're going downtown to support Rick. Rick Monroe and the Hitmen are doing a vinyl release. And
Scotty told me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make sure we have a babysitter and all that jazz.
Good.
Cool.
Good. Wait, now hopefully
Scotty always wants an excuse to go downtown and spend $9 beers.
See?
Yeah.
See?
But, good stuff.
Yeah, but I know it'll be a fun time. And we'll definitely look forward. Like, if I'd love for y'all to stay at the house, but if you can't, yeah, I understand how that goes with the, I was quite honest about that. I said, to get over there, yeah, you will not be able to find a hotel room and you will, there will be some traffic.
Yeah, it'd be best if he left the KDI and went straight out.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is the guy that runs that Bandera event, he told me, he said it for any reason, because he has like the back line set up for the bands. So just a go-to back line that so people don't have to like load in and load out. So other than their like instruments and stuff. But he said if we can't make it, we can always throw and go. Like if for some reason we can't make it to Bandera in time for the local loading.
Yeah, he's got to realize what's going to be going on too. Because, this is going to be a very unusual event. There's traffic-wise and everything.
A little leniency with logistics,
All of the county's already declaring a state of emergency on traffic, man, which that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, and those roads out there aren't, huge roads.
Yeah. Aren't y'all coming? Are y'all coming from Dallas the night before or no? Courtney, I can't remember.
It's Dallas and then Houston and then Bandera.
Well, then you know what you need to do is get them out quick that morning. And I'm on the way. You can turn off and get right to me and we'll do that crawfish.
Yeah, Scotty will be really happy about that. He's been talking about that since you sent us that video.
I keep sending video like, come on. Crawfish is waiting.
Tempting him.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll definitely do it. But anyhow, that's all we had for you today. We just wanted to check in and see how bike rally week went.
Yeah, it's crazy as always. Glad to be home.
I bet.
All right. Well, we will catch up with you soon, Courtney. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This is the Nonsense Chronicles, and we will catch you soon.
Later.